Tom lan Sam iku kancan api.
Tom and Sam are good friends.
Dheweke seneng main ing taman.
They like to play in the park.
Siji dina, dheweke nemokake peta.
One day, they find a map.
Peta iki lawas lan banget menarik.
The map is old and very interesting.
Peta nuduhake panggonan rahasia.
The map shows a secret place.
Dheweke pengin lelungan ing petualangan.
They want to go on an adventure.
Dheweke njupuk bis menyang alas.
They take the bus to the forest.
Ing alas, dheweke ndeleng akuwit.
In the forest, they see many trees.
Dheweke main lan guyu bareng.
They play and laugh together.
Srengenge sumunar lan iku panas.
The sun is shining and it is hot.
Ing pungkasan, dheweke lunga mulih seneng.
At the end, they go home happy.
Maria yaiku bocah wadon sing seneng belanja.
Maria is a girl who loves shopping.
Dino iki, dheweke butuh tuku gaun.
Today, she needs to buy a dress.
Dheweke lunga menyang pusat belanja.
She goes to the mall.
Ing mall, ana akeh toko.
At the mall, there are many shops.
Dheweke mlebu toko sandangan.
She enters a clothing store.
Maria ndelok gaun-gaun.
Maria looks at the dresses.
Dheweke ndeleng gaun biru sing endah.
She sees a beautiful blue dress.
Dheweke nyoba ing ruang fitting.
She tries it on in the fitting room.
Pakai iki pas banget kanggo dheweke.
The dress fits her perfectly.
Maria banget seneng.
Maria is very happy.
Dheweke tuku gaun.
She buys the dress.
Dheweke mbayar nganggo kertu kreditne.
She pays with her credit card.
Sakwise belanja, dheweke menyang omah.
After shopping, she goes home.
Dheweke nuduhake gaun menyang ibune.
She shows the dress to her mother.
Ibu dheweke bangga marang dheweke.
Her mother is proud of her.
Saben taun, festival budaya dianakake ing kutha.
Every year, a cultural festival takes place in the city.
Festival iki ngrayu kelahiran Buddha.
The festival celebrates the birth of Buddha.
Wong-wong teko saka-saka-saka seko.
People come from many different places.
Dheweke seneng parade warna-warna lan performa.
They enjoy the colorful parades and performances.
Ono iku akeh cahya sing padhang.
There are many lights that shine brightly.
Keluarga ngumpul bebarengan kanggo ngrayakake.
Families gather together to celebrate.
Masakan tradisional disiapake kanggo kabeh.
Traditional dishes are prepared for everyone.
Musik duweni peran penting ing festival.
Music plays an important role in the festival.
Wong-wong padha nari lan nyanyi bareng nalika acara.
People dance and sing together during the events.
Atmosferane kebak kanthi kabungahan lan guyonan.
The atmosphere is filled with joy and laughter.
Saben wong lunga karo kenangan apik.
Everyone leaves with happy memories.
Bengi iku peteng lan kebak antisipasi.
The night was dark and filled with anticipation.
Wong-wong ngumpul ana ing televisi, semangat kanggo ngrungokake nomer.
People gathered around their televisions, eager to hear the numbers.
Dheweke ngimpi mobil mewah lan omah ayu.
They dreamed of luxury cars and beautiful houses.
Host lotre iki ngguyu nalika duk miwiti ngumak pemenang.
The lottery host smiled as he began announcing the winners.
Sabenane nyekel ambegan, ngenteni hadiah gedhe.
Everyone held their breath, waiting for the grand prize.
Nomor kapisan wis diumumake, lan semangat ngisi kamar.
The first number was announced, and excitement filled the room.
Sorak-sorak muncul saking kerumunan, lan sawetara ing air mata.
Cheers erupted from the crowd, and some were in tears.
Nomor kaping pindho wis diarani, lan pangarep-arep saya tuwuh ing akati.
The second number was called, and hope grew in many hearts.
Nomor pungkasan wis dibuka, mecetha wengi dramatis.
The final number was revealed, completing the dramatic night.
Sawijining nangis eluh kabungahan nalika liyane mikirake kekalahan.
Some cried tears of joy while others contemplated their loss.
Lanang, urip terus, karo impen-impene menang isih urip.
And so, life went on, with dreams of winning still alive.
Ing jero saben masyarakat ana interaksi kompleks antarane keadilan lan hukum.
In the heart of every society lies a complex interplay between justice and law.
Duo konsep iki, nalika nyambung banget, kadang-kadang pamisah ing aplikasi.
These two concepts, while deeply connected, sometimes diverge in their application.
Contoh, ing sawetara sistem hukum, keadilan bisa diartikan minangka wangun balas.
For example, in some legal systems, justice may be interpreted as a form of retribution.
Budaya liyane bisa nyorotaken keadilan restoratif, fokus ing penyembuhan lan rekonsiliasi.
Other cultures may emphasize restorative justice, focusing on healing and reconciliation.
Pendekatan iki asring nglestarkake rasa komunitas lan pangertosan, tinimbang paukuman.
This approach often fosters a sense of community and understanding, rather than punishment.
Kerangka hukum sing ngatur prinsip-prinsip iki bleu banget ing saindenging yurisdiksi.
The legal frameworks that govern these principles vary significantly across jurisdictions.
Mula, upaya keadilan isih dadi tantangan dinamis lan berkembang.
Consequently, the pursuit of justice remains a dynamic and evolving challenge.
Saklaku, gubernur lan owah, definisi keadilan terus uji kadaluwarsa ing kenyataan anyar.
As societies grow and change, the definitions of justice continually adapt to new realities.
Pungkasane, mengerteni keadilan liwat hukum iku penting kanggo ngembangake masyarakat adil.
Ultimately, understanding justice through law is essential for fostering a fair society.
Andrew Nembhard metu minangka pemain penting nalika playoff NBA, yang semake para penggemar kanthi keterampilan sing luar biasa.
Andrew Nembhard emerged as a pivotal player during the NBA playoffs, captivating fans with his remarkable skills.
Penampilan ora mung luwihi harapan nanging uga nampilak tingkat kemampuan sing gumunak.
His performance not only exceeded expectations but also showcased an impressive level of adaptability.
Soko, ingkang dhuwur, dok nuduhak penglihatan lapangan sing luar biasa, ngidini dolanan sing utarake mungsuh.
Throughout the series, he demonstrated exceptional court vision, enabling plays that confounded his opponents.
Keputusan strategis dheweke nampa pujian saka analis lan penggemar padha nguatake status dheweke.
His strategic decision making garnered praise from analysts and fans alike, solidifying his status.
Nalika playoff maju, ketahanan nembar dadi saya katon, mbuktekake penting ing momen tekanan dhuwur.
As the playoffs progressed, Nembhard's resilience became increasingly apparent, proving essential in high pressure moments.
Statistikane sing apik nuduha ora mung bakat dhewe, nanging sinergi ing tim.
His impressive statistics reflected not just his individual talent but the synergy within the team.
Nalika saben dolanan kabuka, adaptasi dek diuji, volusi strategi supaya bucah tim bisa satukuh.
As each game unfolded, his adaptability was tested, evolving strategies enabling better team cohesion.
Akhire, Nembhard ora mungkir inah pirositur.
Ultimately, Nembhard not only made a name for himself, but his contributions reshaped the narrative around the playoffs.